Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, the CEO of the Builders Association of Northern Nevada, Dan Morgan, joins us for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome to the program Dan Morgan. He is the CEO of the Builders Association of Northern Nevada. And I have to reveal that we've been friends for longer than I care to remember.
It's been a long time. Well, thank you, Sam. It's spectacular to see you. It's been a while, and we have been friends. We were talking about it the other day. We've been friends for a very long time.
Yes, indeed, sir. So home building, which is one of the specialties of your organization.
Sure.
It is on fire in Northern Nevada. The numbers that EDON put out just a couple of years ago was that we needed 50,000 new homes over the course of the next 10 years. We're not even close to building that number of homes, and yet companies, because of all that's going on in California, are moving in droves to North Nevada. Where do you see this heading?
Well, I think that, you know, it's a very wonderful problem to have in one sense, and then in another, it's kind of like the perfect storm. You know, we've created an environment in Northern Nevada and the state in general where people want to be here. You know, and they are coming from California, as you mentioned, but they're also coming from all over the country. I was at the grocery store yesterday, and from another part of my background, I have an old habit of looking at license plates in parking lots. I saw Texas, New Mexico, North Carolina all at the grocery store. And so we've created this environment and this demand in Northern Nevada, and people want to be here. Now it's up to us and everybody to collaborate and work together to deliver the homes that, you know, attainable homes that people need and want to live in Northern Nevada.
So there are two major pitfalls here that I can see. One is lack of labor. Number two is that, you know, we're looking at a situation of where the cost of the goods that it takes to build a home are going through the roof, literally.
Yeah, labor is most definitely, skilled labor is a very, very significant issue, and it's something that we're focusing on the local level as well as the national level. In conjunction with the National Association of Home Builders, you know, finding that good labor pool to build these homes. You know, there's some other factors, as you said, supplies and materials. The pandemic has created some supply chain issues. And then you have the commodities that go into a home, and everything elevates the price. And then you get to a point where we are today with an extremely high average median price to acquire a home in Northern Nevada.
Okay, so therefore we have to look for solutions. I know, you know, in my other world, as you know, I deal in the advertising world, which was your career for a very long time. And I represent a whole bunch of companies that are involved in the building process in one way or another. And they are reaching out through Hispanic Radio, for example, to try and find employees. What they're not finding is skilled workforce. What they're finding is people that want to get a start in the business. And I know the construction industry has been pushing as hard as they can into colleges, universities, and high schools, saying, hey, this construction industry is a great business to be in. You can make a good living in this.
Yeah, and I, you know, in the early 2000s, mid 2000s, I think we found, you know, a little bit of, we created a little bit of a problem on our own. We moved a lot of people and younger people away from those good trades, you know, those careers of a lifetime, and pushed them more towards higher education and you know, into the college arena, when there's a huge need for that good quality skilled labor. You know, you have to have somebody that can repair the motor on your diesel truck, or you have to have somebody that can install windows. And so all up and down the spectrum, we have to take in that into account, that not everyone, higher education is a wonderful thing, but there's a lot of really good jobs out there in the skilled trades.
You know, it's also interesting to see that with all the discussion of the minimum wage, you try to pay somebody the minimum wage in Northern Nevada, good luck on getting somebody.
Exactly. I've heard different stories, whether it's a lath and plaster or sheetrock workers, you know, to where they're getting well above the minimum wage. I don't believe that there is any significant number of skilled trades in the home development and construction business that are making less than minimum wage.
One of the solutions, I believe, to the worker shortage, especially on the lower end, the unskilled area, is for us to have a serious discussion, not necessarily about immigration reform, comprehensive immigration reform, because that is such a minefield that anything can blow that up, and especially if the filibuster still exists in Congress. You can go back through history and see, just going back to the 70s and early 80s, what a minefield that really is. But do you think this new administration, they're talking about doing something with immigration? What would your industry encourage them to look at in terms of allowing, similar to seasonal workers, people to come in for jobs in the construction industry? Because, you know, if we're going to continue to build, not only in Northern Nevada, but look at Southern Nevada. You know, we had the head of the Southern Nevada Water Authority on here saying that all the permitting process is going ahead for the Ivanpah Airport down south. That is a huge project and multi-decade long project that's going to need construction workers.
Well, and, you know, throughout the state, whether it's the Ivanpah Airport or, you know, the Bitcoin technology community out in Reno Tahoe Industrial, or, you know, some of the newer things that have just been announced out in the Fernley Fallon area, Hazen, we've got a lot of very significant projects on the board coming up in the future, and it's going to require skilled labor. You know, you mentioned the immigration issue. Obviously, that's a national debate and a national discussion because it affects everybody in the country.
Right, but I mean, true, it's a national issue, but it's also when you're looking for workers and you've got unbelievable amounts of work stacked up, and you can't expand your business because you can't get people to come in and do the most basic things. You know, we're looking for people to come into the business. There are lots of people in central and southern, you know, U.S. that would certainly benefit from, you know, the jobs that are available.
Sure.
That, and let's be honest about this. There, you know, even though there are jobs available, we've gone through this in the last recession, there are jobs that either Americans won't or can't do. You know, I mean, there were fruit picking stories on 60 Minutes a dozen years ago where Anglos were coming from the big cities because they were out of work and going to farms, and they couldn't do an 8 to 10 hour job picking fruits or whatever. I mean, physically they were not able to do it.
Well, and as you mentioned, you know, we saw that, and I think it really started in 2008, 2009,
sure,
where we had a departure of a lot of these real qualified trade workers that were helping build all those homes that we were building at the time. And I think it's incumbent upon the industry and the community to find creative, innovative, compromise ways to bring them back to the table and make them understand the benefits of a career in a good quality trade like home building or craftsman or, you know, tile laying or tile setting. I mean, those are good quality jobs.
And the construction industry is a mobile industry. They go to where the work is. Mm-hmm. If the work is not there, they're gone. And we certainly saw that in Northern Nevada. You know, we also look at diversification. And right now, that's a big conversation in Southern Nevada, especially in looking at, you know, what's occurred in Northern Nevada. But it strikes me sometimes that people in Southern Nevada, you know, who comment on these things, think that this is something that can happen overnight or within 5 years. But really, it's a 20 to 30 year project. And how do you diversify away from an industry as huge as gaming? I don't believe in my lifetime that you could build enough other businesses in Southern Nevada and have the water to provide for mm-hmm. them that are ever going to be able to dampen a recession that's going to occur with the gaming industry.
Well, you know, we started our conversation this morning with you talking about how long we've known each other. I can recall conversations that you and I were involved with 30 years ago plus about diversifying the economy and diversifying Northern Nevada, and you know, the leadership in our community, both from an elected standpoint as well as business, has done a fantastic job of that. We have moved away. We still have a very good, and I believe we will have a thriving gaming and hospitality industry in Northern Nevada, but we've taken advantage of, you know, a lot of what nature's given us, the outdoors. And with the pandemic, that makes it even more desirable for people to be here, both from a residential standpoint and from a business standpoint. Our community has created an unbelievable lifestyle in Northern Nevada.
Plus, Story County.
After a lot of hard work.
Absolutely. And Story County has created a place where things can get permitted relatively quickly, not in an unsafe manner, but it's not going to take 10 years for you to get this building permit. You show up on day one, you say you want to go, you get a grading permit. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that the other counties in the state need to look at that, like North Las Vegas has done, and say, what can we do to speed up the permitting process so that, you know, companies will come here and go, this is a great place to build, especially if we're cutting back on incentives, which I think personally is a mistake.
You know, Story County, Roger Norman and Lance Gilman and that whole group out there that created Reno Tahoe Industrial had great vision, and that's a big part of it. And, you know, when you take down those barriers to entry, you know, a lot of discussion that everybody needs to understand from a development perspective is a little thing called time value of money. And when you make significant capital investments in the acquisition of land, you know, the clock's running. Obviously, everybody's looking for a return, or depending on the circumstance, you have debt service, and that money piles up and it adds to the cost. So if you can shorten that timeline, there's significant tangible dollar value in that.
You know, we can look at the giant boost to Northern Nevada going back to 1978 when the MGM opened,
yes,
which is now, of course, the Grand Sierra Resort. Even with TRI, The earliest I can read up on that was a story in the Las Vegas Review Journal in 1998, mm-hmm. Where Roger Norman said that this project would not be completed in his lifetime. Mm-hmm. I've joked with him since that he was a complete liar at that point because he did complete it, at least to the point where it is now. Even with a huge investment of money, his initial investment beyond buying the land was $100 million in infrastructure. The problem with Apex down in Southern Nevada is you have so many owners and they're looking at, we have to put up $10 million to figure out, you know, what the resources that we have here are. Mm-hmm. That's tough for them.
Well, and you know, if you add to that, Sam, if you look at the development and the growth that's occurred in Northern Nevada since that time frame, you know, the amount of capital investment in this community and throughout Northern Nevada is, to me, it's mind-boggling. You start talking about the master plan communities that have been created. Look at the wonderful environment that David Loeb and Harvey Whittemore and their team created at Wingfield Springs, or what Blake Smith did at Somerset, and Perry DiLoretto at Damani Ranch, and go all the way back to Alan Means at Collin Ranch, and look at the communities and the infrastructure and the investment that it's created in our community. And that's a great testament to our community's leadership and the vision and the risk-taking of a lot of these people, including the risk that, like you said, Roger Norman said he'll never see it in his lifetime.
The other thing, too, is that Northern Nevada has become a magnet for Southern California money. Mm-hmm. And it has been flowing in here very strongly, mm-hmm. and we are continuing to see huge investment. It seems like almost anything that somebody wants to build, there is money to do it if it's the right investment.
If it's the right investment. And I wouldn't even limit it to Southern California. It's Florida, New York, all over the country. And people are looking because we've created the demand. I think that that's what this all comes down to, is we've created an unbelievable demand, whether it's a lifestyle demand, a work demand, a living demand. And then you add the pandemic and what that has taught us all. And we saw it early on at Somerset, was you had a lot of people early on at Somerset telecommuting from Northern California and from the Bay Area. They were living in Somerset, buying in Somerset, and, you know, either flying down or driving down. And now, today, it's pretty much common practice that you can have a Zoom meeting. I mean, I was happy when you said, sure, come into the studio and let's do this live. But, you know, it gives that flexibility. And so you can be working in, you know, sitting in your home office in Reno, Nevada, and having a staff meeting with your team in Georgia and New Hampshire and South Dakota all at the same time. And, you know, we've created an unbelievable demand, and it's really, in my opinion, it's really basic economics. When you create demand, you know, supply obviously comes down and pricing goes up, and that's the quandary we're in.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with more with Dan Morgan after this timeout.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed. Now through February 27th, plus 5x points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed. Now through February 27th, plus 5x points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dan Morgan. He's the CEO of the Builders Association of Northern Nevada. What do you make of Assemblywoman Cohen's seeming attack on natural gas? The pushback has been quite interesting, from home cooks to restaurateurs to builders. What are the thoughts of your members on this?
Well, the Builders Association is in support of Southwest Gas and their position. And that's for a lot of different reasons, everything from consumer choice to the cost and the ultimate cost to the homeowner or the home purchaser. You know, it's as we were talking about before we started the show, it's interesting how everything kind of comes full circle with what we've seen in the last 48 hours in Texas with the electric grid down there. And I really believe, and it's the position of the builders, that it's not the best policy. It's a consumer choice issue. If, you know, the consumer, obviously we have to deal with the issue of carbon footprint and carbon emissions. And I think that the industry, the natural gas industry, is very well aware of that and is taking steps to participate fully in the reduction of the carbon footprint and carbon emissions.
Well, what's interesting too is that another major player in this, and one doesn't think about this immediately, because there are those saying, well, this is all going to benefit MV Energy, but the reality is MV Energy has natural gas-fired plants.
Well,
and so, you know, they have a vested interest in natural gas being around for a while too, because they've got to pay off the cost of those plants.
Well as if I'm correct, NV Energy is the primary natural gas supplier in Northern Nevada.
Absolutely.
So that's a very large customer base for them too. You know, obviously with the governor's initiative, and I think it's by 2050 or 2055, you know, carbon emissions are an issue. And, you know, I also think that technology needs to continue to advance. You can't just draw a line in the sand and say, okay, on this day we're dropping this and moving 100% to that, when we don't even know that, you know, the technology and the grid is there to support it.
Well, bottom line, and that's a big word right here, the grid. Let's take another break. We'll be right back after this.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed. Now through February 27th, plus 5x points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at Reno's newest steakhouse, Nevada Steak.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dan Morgan. He's the CEO of the Builders Association of Northern Nevada. You used a phrase earlier that I've not heard before, even though Bitcoin has been used a lot in the state over the last few years. But you said Bitcoin community. What? How do you define that?
Well, that was, I guess that was my slang, you know, for the community. And I apologize. I forget the gentleman's name.
Jeff Burns?
Pardon me?
Jeff Burns, blockchains?
Jeff Burton.
Burns.
The land he acquired and what his vision is for that community. And that was just kind of my own word.
Okay. And we've got an invitation that's gone out to him, and we hope to have him on the program here very soon to talk about this. But we are just going to see astonishing changes. You know, I firmly believe that the next housing growth for Northern Nevada has to be out towards Fernley and even Fallon, because for people that are commuting 3 hours in the Bay Area each direction, the idea of traveling a half an hour or 45 minutes on a nice bus with Wi-Fi is going to be a dream come true for them.
Well, exactly. And you can go back and whether it's from the Urban Land Institute or I learned it from an old developer, the concept of concentric circles. And, you know, a lot of it's driven by pricing. And as you move outside the core, as you move out, it becomes more affordable and more attainable. So, and we saw a pretty significant growth of Fernley in the late 90s, early 2000s, under a very, you know, similar scenario that we're in today, and that was based on affordability and attainability.
And the next part of that is water, but that's for another day. Dan Morgan, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely, Sam, and it's wonderful to see you.
Thank you. You
thank
too.
You very
and
much.
We'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Finish. Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.